Welcome to GCA Hootworthy. Got another awesome Hootworthy story coming at you here. Super excited for this one. So please tell us your first name, your grade, and how long you've been with GCA.
My name's Matthew. I'm in the 12th grade. I'm a senior this year, and I've actually been at GCA all the way since kindergarten.
So. Man, all the way.
Yes, sir.
Kindergarten to 12th grade. That's it. That's incredible. And so, Matthew, what a Hootworthy accomplishment you earned of the GCA valedictorian. We've got the valedictorian on the show today, who you've been kindergarten to 12th grade. Cap it off with the valedictorian achievement. What does earning this award, this title, mean to you, Matthew?
I mean, to me, it just means like hard work pays off, you know, like obviously I've worked really hard on my schoolwork, but then I've also worked 40 plus hours a week at Chick-fil-A since I was 15.
Oh, wow.
So just kind of time management, working hard, and it's just kind of one of the good, it's a really good cap to pay it off.
Absolutely. That is awesome. Well, good for you. I love that. Hard work pays off. You've been working 40 plus hours at Chick-fil-A a week, doing school and managing a full-time job, really. And not just, you know, doing school, but killing it and getting the valedictorian. So good for you. That's incredible. So tell us, I mean, you've been learning at GCA since forever, so this might be hard, but what is a favorite memory you have of learning at GCA?
That's tough. It all kind of runs together.
I can't imagine. K to 12, right?
I mean, lots of it has been just kind of the overall flexibility, you know, getting to spend mornings with my family when I want to and doing school in the afternoon. I'm a competitive tennis player, so I've been able to go play tennis whenever I want and then just kind of doing it on my own time. But yeah, it's hard to pick out like a specific memory.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. So like the convenience, the flexibility of being it online, and then this idea that you have of like mornings with your family, that's cool. Like that's probably a memory you'll be able to carry the rest of your life. And you would not have been able to do that had you not been at GCA. And having the flexibility, you mentioned the tennis playing. So I'm sure we'll talk about that in a second. But who is one of your role models and why? Like, why would you pick this person? So don't give me the easy answer of like, just name drop. But tell me why this person's a big role model of yours.
I mean, I have a couple. One of them would probably be one of my bosses at Chick-fil-A, one of my directors. Her name's Marissa. She has taught me a lot about like a lot of leadership skills and a lot of time management skills and just a lot of good life lessons. And then I would say another one would be my favorite athlete. His name's Rafael Nadal. He's a tennis player.
Oh yeah. And, Nadal. You know, yeah.
Just a great champion, good fighter. So love that guy.
Yeah, man. Hey, do you wear the headband when you're out there on the court like he does?
No, sir. You just
got to go headband, man. Nadal, he's got the. And you know what's crazy about tennis players? Yeah, I mean, you're a tennis player, so you might have this, be able to show it off. But whatever side they are, if they're right handed or left handed, it's always like way more defined, way beefier than the other side. And like when you watch Nadal, you're like, whoa, like.
Yeah.
That other side is like super developed. You mentioned time management or skills or leadership skills with this director at Chick-fil-A. Can you pinpoint like one of those leadership skills, like something that she does as a leader that you're like, wow, like I want to do that?
Yeah. So basically right now I work as a supervisor in the mornings. And she's a director, so she's over like all of it, and she has to delegate really well. And just that's kind of a difficult skill to have, to be able to oversee everything and be able to delegate while still carrying your weight and doing work.
Right.
So I'd say that's one of them. I mean, there's a lot and I could go on about it, but.
Mm-hmm. No, that's huge. Like, because being able to delegate well, you have to trust people, right? Mm-hmm. So like you have to understand, look, I can't do everything. So you have to trust the people that you have working for you, and delegating. That's awesome. That's a great, great answer. Great insight there, Matthew. So, tell us a time that you overcame a challenge and how, because you're doing all these things, you're valedictorian achievement, you're working at Chick-fil-A, super busy, you're playing tennis. So I can imagine that you are overcoming a ton of different challenges. So just give me one and tell me how you did it.
So I think one of the big ones of kind of my life so far is getting into an effective college without paying too much. So basically, I've been able to save a good chunk of money through Chick-fil-A and my savings account.
Right on.
And gotten, you know, good scholarship academically. I'm going to be able to tennis. I'm going to Georgia Southern University in the fall.
Okay.
So I'll be on their tennis team. Won't have to pay too much. So hopefully I'll make it through college financially stable. Nice. That's been one of my big goals. So
nice. Well, good for you. So you mentioned Chick-fil-A. Do they give you a scholarship for working for them?
Yeah. So I got a leadership scholarship from there. That was worth $2,500. So
nice. Good for you. And with going to Southern, playing tennis, is that a scholarship as well to be on the tennis team?
It could be in the future. Sure, there wasn't any money there this year, but hopefully as I work my way onto the team and start playing for them, it could turn into one.
Nice. Awesome. So are you a walk-on, or were they like, hey, we need you on their team? How does that work?
So my older brother that's 2 years older than me plays there right now.
Okay.
So I kind of got to know the coach through there, and it seemed like a good fit for both of us. So we talked a little bit, and it just seemed like the best university for my interests. So
sure. That's awesome. So at Southern, have you decided what you're going to study at there, since you've already picked the school?
Probably
undecided.
Right now I'm planning on studying business management.
Okay.
And then I might minor in music as well. I play the piano.
Nice. Cool. Well, I kind of think I know the answer to this one. What's a hobby of yours and what do you enjoy about it? You've been talking a lot about tennis, so I'm guessing that's the hobby, or am I wrong?
Yeah, I've played since I was 6 years old, and it's just kind of been a big part of my whole life. So getting to go to college and play was a really big goal of mine. So I'm really happy about that. And then, like I said, piano is one of my other hobbies. So
yes. So what do you enjoy most about tennis, other than, hey, this is going to be an avenue for college, like a way to pay for college or an outlet? Is there something else to tennis that makes it like, man, this is something I really enjoy about it? Because you mentioned one of your role models is Nadal, right? Mm-hmm. So what is it about either Nadal or playing the game that you're like, man, this is what I love?
I mean, I think it's really difficult in a way, because you're out there by yourself. You don't have a team to support you. So you gotta, it's mentally so tough, and you gotta, you know, find a way out of situations and figure a lot of things out. And it kind of brings together really tough tactical stuff with mental stuff, with physical stuff. And I think it makes it really challenging and fun. And then another thing I like about it, as I've met so many of my good friends through it and a lot of great people. So I just kind of have a lot of connections through the state and southeast of it. So
that's awesome. No, that's great. Like the social aspect as well. And you mentioning like the difficulty of an individual sport, yeah, it like it all lies on you. You got mm-hmm. no one else to blame but yourself, and you know, you live and die out there on the court with your decisions yeah. and what you're capable of. That's awesome. And I know that you mentioned about the favorite memory, like learning at GCA a little bit about the convenience and flexibility. So you kind of already touched on this a little bit. So if you want to add to that, you can, but you've been at GCA a long time, right? K to 12.
Yeah.
But what did you enjoy most about being a student at GCA? Is there something you can add to it? Because I know you mentioned the memory and learning and the convenience and the breakfast with your family and stuff. But
so overall, I'd say my favorite part was the flexibility. But to add to it, like to be a supervisor at a Chick-fil-A and to be a Division I college athlete, I don't think it would have been possible if I had gone to school.
Oh, wow.
So I've been able to like constantly do school while half the time I go to Atlanta and train for tennis, and half the time I'm back in Vidalia working at Chick-fil-A, working 40, 45 hours a week, doing all this stuff. And so I just don't think it would have been possible if I hadn't.
Wow. Had you been in a traditional brick and mortar school? Mm-hmm. That's yeah. awesome. So the opportunities yeah. that GCA afforded you is one of your most enjoyable things
yep,
about GCA's education. That's awesome. So you are probably one of the best people to ask this question to, Matthew, because you've been here forever. Okay.
Yeah.
If you could give one piece of advice to new students at GCA or current students, what would you say? You know what? I want your new student advice and I want your current student advice, if those would be different.
Okay. So new student advice, it would be more like give it a chance and stick with it. Cause like a lot of good things can come if you do it effectively. Hmm. And then like this kind of blends into the people that are still here, but I know you're going to spend a lot of time on homework, but like be efficient with your other time, you know, like I feel like there's a lot of stuff you can get done if you do school at home that you wouldn't be able to do if you're out of school. So just use the time effectively.
Mm. Right. So don't just like dilly dally, even when you're at your house, don't just basically like watch Netflix during live class or something.
Yeah.
Be effective, be efficient. Love it. So you told me a little bit of your plans after GCA, Matthew. Your idea mm-hmm. is you're going to Southern to play tennis mm-hmm. and the degree. I've already forgotten it. It was a little minor in music, maybe, I think. But
yep,
tell us a little bit more about those plans after GCA.
So hopefully I'll major in business management. And then right now I would love to become an owner operator of a Chick-fil-A. It's a really good atmosphere and like I've loved it so far. So hopefully I can continue with that after college is the plan right now, but still a long time. So
sure. You got a while to figure it out. So is your plan then while you're at Southern to still continue to work at a Chick-fil-A? Have you found a Chick-fil-A down there or?
I might come back to Vidalia on like holidays every once in a while, but I think I'll be really busy. I don't think I have that much time to work. So okay. I'll probably just kind of take a break from work and use my savings. And then after college, go back and hit it really hard.
Nice. That's awesome, man. Well, thanks for representing GCA so well, Matthew. You've been a model student. Awesome achievement here with valedictorian. I know you're pumped and stoked to walk across that stage and then further next chapter of your life with tennis at Georgia Southern and pursuing business management. But do you have any shout outs you want to give before we end?
I mean, I got to shout out my mom probably, you know, helped me a lot, supported me.
Mm.
So, but yeah.
Right on. And I'm sure those directors at Chick-fil-A that you appreciate.
They've taught me a lot.
Yeah. They've taught you so much, but Love to have you on the show, Matthew. Appreciate you coming on. Thanks for being hoot worthy. And we will catch you in the future.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
Peace.
Thanks for listening to GCA Hootworthy. Do you have a story about a Georgia Cyber Academy champion rising up, aiming high, and soaring? Let us know at georgiacyber.org/hootworthy and make sure you subscribe to stay up to date with our latest content.